Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, Vevers, V as in Victor, E-E, V as in Victor, E-R-S. Deborah Vevers is a 63-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 1/14/19 when she fell on an ice-covered parking lot. Apparently she landed on her buttocks in a seated position with her legs extended, paired her palms hit the ground. Apparently as a result, she believes she injured her head, come on both hands and neck, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. She had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery on the left hand. Period. On the neck, she accepted injections and then rhizotomy, which helped. Period. She... Scratch that. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, Ms. Vevers was seen at Cooper by Dr. Ramirez on 1/16/19. Period. He performed an exam as well as x-rays of the right wrist. Period. They showed normal post-surgical changes from LRTI, but no fracture was seen. Period. This obviously would reflect a prior injury and surgery. Period. Dr. Ramirez. Diagnosed her with... Scratch that. Dr. Ramirez prescribed ibuprofen. Period. She returned on 2/7/19 with post-concussive symptoms, comma, specifically decreased memory and concentration. Period. She was still having headaches that were relieved with over-the-counter medication. Period. She was deemed to have sustained a concussion without loss of consciousness. Period. On 2/7/19, she was seen by Dr. Schindelheim, S-C-H-I-N-D-E-L-H-E-I-M, period. This was a physical medicine slash traumatic brain injury assessment, period. He diagnosed concussion with some unresolved post-concussive symptoms. Period, specifically, these were impaired concentration and focus and headaches. Period, she also had a slight decrease in eye convergence. Period, he discussed the importance of brain rest and usage of appropriate vitamins. Period. New paragraph on 2/26/19, she was evaluated by neurologist Dr. Gopal, G-O-P-A-L. She noted a history of prior right wrist surgery, and she was scheduled for left wrist surgery on 3/19/19. Period. Dr. Gopal diagnosed what will be inserted as marked. Period. She also referred the petitioner for MRI studies of the cervical spine and brain, as well as EMG of the upper extremities. Period. She opined further chiropractic care would be helpful. Period. On 2/27/19, she was seen by chiropractor Dr. Bartasius, B-A-R-T-A-S-I-U-S. Period. He offered a long list of documentations. Period. He instituted a course of 3 times per week chiropractic care. Period. She followed up with Dr. Ramirez on 2/21/19. Period. X-rays showed status post-trapeziectomy compared to prior reviews. Period. His diagnoses were bilateral wrist pain as well as arthritis of the coprometacarpal joint of both thumbs. Period. The plan was to pursue surgical intervention, period, on 3/19/19. He performed surgery to be inserted here. Perucci followed up with Dr. Ramirez post-operatively through 5/30/19. Her incision was well healed. Perucci could oppose to the base of the small finger. There was mild palmar abduction contracture. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Vivers followed up neurologically with Dr. Gopal on 5/15/19 and saw her colleague named Dr. Curlan, K-U-R-L-A-N. Period. He noted the MRI studies had not been done. Period. EMG was of the upper limbs was going to be postponed until she recuperates from left hand surgery. Period. She saw Dr. Curlan again on 6/12/19 after completion of left wrist surgery at the end of March. Period. She also had a bout of shingles after her surgical procedures that prevented her from completing physical therapy and treatment, period. Metastatic exam revealed continued deficits on following three-step commands, comma, serial seven calculations, comma, and delayed recall, period. By then, she did undergo MRI of the brain and cerebral spine to be inserted. From this note, if not already done separately, period. He also referred her for an ear, nose, and throat evaluation, period. In paragraph, Ms. Vivers was seen by pain specialist Dr. Conliff on 3/11/19, period. He performed an exam and cervical spine x-rays that showed no evidence of scoliosis or fracture. Period. There was no translation in flexion or extension views. Period. He referred her for physical therapy with a diagnosis of cervicalgia and spondylosis with radiculopathy. Period. He recommended MRI of the cervical spine and electrodiagnostic studies of the upper extremities. Period. She saw Dr. Conliff again on 10/31/19, but had been unable to complete those studies. Period. On 3/19/19, Dr. Ramirez performed surgery on the left wrist to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. An MRI of the cervical spine was done on 5/29/19 to be inserted. Period. That same day, she had an MRI of the brain to be inserted. Period. This was compared to a CAT scan of the brain on 11/20/13. Period. She did undergo brain mapping by Dr. Gopal on 7/12/19. Period. It demonstrated electrophysiological dysfunction maximally in the left frontal dash temporal region. Period. In paragraph, she also came into the pain specialist care of Dr. Kwan. Period. On 8/6/19, he performed cervical facet injections. Period. These were repeated on 4/6/21 and 8/10/21. Period. He performed radiofrequency ablation on the cervical spine on 9/24/21. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Vivers was also seen by a speech therapist named Ms. Epifano, E-P-I-F-A-N-O, on 10/30/19 at the same office as Dr. Gopal. Period. She noted ongoing difficulties that will be inserted here as marked. Period. accompanying paragraph, the petitioner did undergo a neuropsychological evaluation by Dr. Esposito beginning 9-1-20 and completed on 9-8-20. The relevant portions of those notes will be inserted as marked. Period. New paragraph on 7-10-19. She was seen by Dr. Carr for pain specialist evaluation, also at Eastern Neurodiagnostic Associates. Period. He rendered diagnoses of cervical disc herniation, comma, facet arthropathy with acute exacerbation, and cervical myofascial pain syndrome. Period. He recommended facet joint injections. Period. She continued to be monitored by the various practitioners in this neurologic group over the next several months. Period. She saw Dr. Gopal on 2-4-21 after neuropsychological evaluation was completed. Period. She observed ongoing impairment with rapid verbal fluency. Period. The cognitive weakness is consistent with residual problems from her concussion. Period. There were severe symptoms of anxiety and depression evident, and psychological care was ordered. Period. She remains in a great deal of pain, including her neck, with recurrent headaches. Period. Previous cervical facet injections provided benefit. Period. Dr. Gopal wanted her to continue follow-up with Dr. Kwan. Period. She did see Dr. Kwan on an ongoing basis. Period. Her last visit with this group was by Dr. Curlin on 4-6-22. Period. He thought her remaining symptoms were likely to be permanent results of the January 2019 motor vehicle accident. Period. And underline this, I believe this is an error since she had only slipped and fallen. Period. He wanted her to see a neurosurgeon named Dr. LaRocca, as well as be seen for psychological care. Period. It was noted that she still had some symptoms relative to neuropsychology. Period. She was recently diagnosed with Epstein-Barr virus. Period. Physical exam. Head is normal, neurologic, normal. General appearance, she has anxiety. Period. She states she never leaves the house. Period. Her sister drove her to the office because she gets paranoia if she drives. Period. She does garden every morning. Period. Extremities upper, inspection revealed healed open surgical scarring about the left CMC joint, but there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. The rest of that is normal. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal. Extremities lower, she remained in stretched pants, limiting visualization and pinprick testing. Period. Deep pinna reflexes were 3+ at the patella bilaterally, but 2+ at the Achilles. The rest of that is normal. Spine, cervical. Active rotation rate was 65 degrees and left to 60 degrees, but was otherwise full without discomfort. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral normal. Impressions on 1-14-19. Deborah Vivers slipped and fell in the parking lot at work. Period. She was seen by Dr. Ramirez on 1-16-19. Period. She then had an extensive course of treatment with various diagnostic studies and procedures. Period. The latter included facet joint injections. Period. She also underwent wrist surgery. Period. It was evident in her diagnostic studies, and perhaps one of the follow-up notes that she had already undergone wrist surgery before this incident. Period. In paragraph, the current exam found there to be full range of motion of both wrists. Period, there was healed surgical scarring at the left CMC joint. Period, she had full range of motion of the lower extremities, but was hyperreflexic at the patella. Period, she had minimally decreased active range of motion of the cervical spine, consistent with her age. Period, spinal maneuver was negative for radiculopathy. Period, she had full range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spines, where provocative maneuvers were negative for clinically significant. Disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Period, new paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the hand that she had surgery upon. Period. There is 2.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the head for extensive neurologic residuals. Period. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine. Period. Her pre-existing and underlying degenerative disease was not permanently aggravated or accelerated to a material degree by this event. Period. And that is the end.